Sam Hyland's walked the track for us at Bendigo. How are things, Sam?
Good, thanks, Nards. Beautiful morning at Bendigo, and we're on a good four, Pennant 5.27, rails out 9, 47 mils of irrigation for the week, 5 mils went on overnight, so that's nice given, isn't it? Just walked with a bit of wear on that inside 2 metres, and then outside that it's got cleaner cover, so sort of 3 to 10 out and 3 to 12 out, there's just got that cleaner ground, so they might start to use a bit of the straight as they get into the day, because this track's had a bit of racing, it's been the fifth meeting in 4.5 weeks, so doing a good job, but obviously I think it has a breakout of today, and then they've got the Golden Mile meeting in a couple of weeks' time, 3 weeks' time, so it'll be back in the true position there, but all in all, it walks in good order, and every chance it'll get an upgrade, just depends how warm it gets today.
Understand. Thanks, Sam.
Thanks,
Dave. Sam Holland and his report on the track for racing at Bendigo, as Warren Huntley is with us to preview the 8-race program. How are things, Warren?
Yeah, very good, thanks, Dave.
Look, 8 races at Bendigo today. How did you find doing the form for this meeting?
Yeah, generally the Bendigo Ballarat meetings, we get the good stables represented. The rail in the 9-metre position, and with the amount of racing that Sammy referenced, I wouldn't be surprised. It's not that far to get wide on the track there with the rail in the 9-metre position. So of the remaining track with the rail outside in that 9-metre position, I wouldn't be surprised if, particularly later in the day, they're not using quite a bit of it.
Well, the first event is a maiden over 1,100, and you can take out number 5. Here we see number 7, Golden Key, at 270. We then down to the 9, Red Core, who's at 250, who's first up from a break, and Turak Warrior is the other one, single figures at $6.
Yeah, market's identified the main chances there. Geez, Red Core's had plenty of chances. Now, he's trialled up okay for this. I thought the first Australian run with the Elliott and Zara camp now of Golden Key was encouraging and was a bit keen there. I think that race would help sort of take the edge off him a little bit. And I think the form through that race we're going to be able to trust, particularly the winner, Dancing Tycoon, looks to have come back really well for the Mick Price stable. So I'm with 7, Golden Key. Ahead of Red Core, he could certainly win. He's had plenty of chances. It's been a frustrating horse, but he's trialled up fairly. As is Tycoon Warrior, to resume here. And look, Gorn and Galaxy was a query runner. First run for a new stable now with Sean Dwyer and trained on the track and a couple of gear changes. 7, 9, 10 and 4.
So 7 from 9, 10, 4, race 1. We go to the second, a 3-year-old filly's maiden. This race, you can see that number 10's come out. We've got number 1, Belzar, at 250, down to $3 for Fabrication, $5 for Madame Duporth.
And I don't know Madame Duporth, Nards, but it wouldn't be a hard race for a first starter to be very competitive in, and I've included a couple that I haven't seen in my selections. But on what I have seen, I thought if Belzar's made some improvement during a recent break, she could certainly run well. She did enough on debut, spelled after that one run, and resuming here from an inside draw for the Weir stable. Blinkers off, on with 1, Belzar. Fabrication's trialled up nicely enough. She's certainly got plenty of race experience. She ran well, particularly at the end of her most racing prep, but obviously still a maiden to compete here, but she's run well and has trialled up nicely. I don't know Madame Duporth from the Nicky Burke stable, but wouldn't be a hard race to be competitive in, and there's certainly some market support. And look, for the same reason on the home track, I put in Diplopia as next best, who I haven't seen either. Not a race I could really get too enthusiastic about. 1, 5, 8 and 4.
1 from 5, 8, 4. Look, we go to race 3 over the 1,400. He can take out runners 1, 14 and 15. We've got number 2, Silence the Stars, at 8. Keysor is at 3.20. Down to number 5, Savvy Acquisition, at 3.50. Single-handed is at $3.70. The Wildcat at $3.30.
Yeah, I'm keen on Keysor here, Nards. I thought his last prep, he ran well in some races with good depth, and he's run well first up before. He's resuming here as a gelding, and I think this is a really suitable kick-off point for him at 1,400 metres. Recent jump out at Caulfield, one of the 1,100 metre jump outs. He just trucked along beautifully behind them and then right through the line. I think he'd come back a winner, 3 Keysor. I'm happy enough with that price. Single-handed was a good run on debut. A little bit of a gap between runs to stay fresh, because otherwise you'd think would be looking for further than 1,400 metres, but that little gap probably keeps a bit of spring in the step. Siskiyou gets the blinkers off, coming through a pretty good run last start, fitter for 2 runs back from a spell. And I put Silence the Stars in next best, just ahead of Savvy Acquisition. Keen on 3, then I think it's pretty even, 6, 7 and 2.
So 3, 6, 7, 2. We look at race 4. Here we've got a full field of 6 and number 1, But It's True's at 360. The 2 String of Bell at 330. Three Spearhead at $5. $5 also for Destiny's Revenge. Adra Storms at $5. And the only other horse, BJ's Choice, has given some chance to it. $10. He might only have the six runners, Warren, but gee, it's a tight market.
It is, Nards. And look, I think there might be a little bit of value here. A few of these horses are probably going to be looking for a little bit further, perhaps early in their preparations and not able to be ridden too positively. I know she created a bit of controversy a couple of starts ago, Adra Storm, when she maintained that race on protest at Ararat, but went back to the jump out subsequently and then went to the races and just rolled along on the speed and did everything right, was really strong through the line. Craig Robertson gets back on here. He's had a good association with her. He was aboard her that day when she was a bit wayward, and he's able to get back on today, and I think she can give him something to chase and is a bit of value, number five, Adra Storm. But it's true, he's got the blinkers off first up for the Weir stable. He certainly won't be part of the real early speed, but it's not a big field, so I don't think any of them will be too far away. Stablemate Stringer Bell was solid enough last start, and Spearhead's had some trials and jump outs to get ready to get back to the races for the Sabah Sarn stable. I think he'll be off the speed and look for him to be working home. And by that time of the day, we're getting to the middle of a program that they might be just making some ground down the middle of outside of the track. But I think five's the one to run down. 5, 1, 2, 3.
So five from 1, 2, and 3. We have a look at the quaddie legs now. Race 5, this is over 1,100. You can take out runners 6 and 9. We've got number 3, Hot Witness, at 5. Down to Laconi at $1.90, the favourite, and she keeps no secret at $5.50.
He's short enough, Laconi, but he's clearly the one to beat. Nards, back to the scene of the crime of his debut victory here at Bendigo, over 1,100 metres, and then he went on to contest better races running behind Bandipur at Caulfield, then spelled after his next run. Resuming here, he's jumped out well, and he's clearly the one to beat. He's just short enough, and it's a question of risk versus reward. I'd want some insurance in the quaddie, but he's clearly the one to beat. Hot Witness was good winning first up, building a good record. That's unbeaten in two starts in two separate preparations, but should be fitter with that run under the belt. Son of City's consistent. He doesn't win out of turn, but he's going well, and Nathan Punch knows him well. I thought She Keeps No Secret. They tested her out to 1,200 metres last start. Coming back slightly in trip here, I don't think it's a negative. 4, 3, 1, and 8.
4 from 3, 1, and 8. We go to race 6. Here you can take out the 11. We've got the 1 Weave at 8. Down to Blue Jangles at 6.50. Zanderal at 3.50. Then you're looking at High Energy at 3.80, and Really Sure is a $7 chance.
Going with Zanderal, D-Day's got to be approaching Nards, but he's getting fitter. He comes from a good race at Benchmark 70 at Flemington last start behind Big Sir. Held his ground there, up that little bit in distance is a positive for Zanderal, who's got to be getting close to his top now, and having Fred Kersley aboard a positive. He's really making his mark here in Victoria, and with the benefit of that 2 kilo claim. 4 ahead of 2, Sir Lopez, I reckon, won a little bit over the odds. He flies under the radar to some extent, and I'm sure he'll be getting over some obstacles early in the jump season, but he's come back well. He's a bit of a no-nonsense galloper that just keeps grinding home. High Energy, there was nothing sexy about that win last start, but Johnny Allen really rode the horse to get the win out of the way at Warrnambool last start. He's a progressive stayer. Getting up in distance shouldn't be an issue there, and Really Sure, number 10, I've got in as next best. 4, 2, 8, 10.
So we go 4 from 2, 8 and 10. We look at race 7 over the 1,400. You can take out number 6. Number 1, Ice Hunt at $3. 2.84, The Regiment. Down to Here Comes My Baby at 4.50. A hell of a babe is a $6 chance.
I think this is a bit more even than the market's suggesting, Nards. I'm going to go with number 4, Here Comes My Baby. There was a lot to like about the way she found the line first up on debut and really ran through the line at 1,300 metres. Defeating Viking Raids, stablemate to Ice Hunt, and Viking Raids come out and won well subsequently. So the form through that race is holding up well and looks to be progressive. I'm with 4 ahead of Ice Hunt, who was good winning control in the race 2 starts back at Sandown, and then things didn't work out at Moonee Valley last start. Really didn't get a chance to get tested there. So with a better running transit here and a favourable draw, I could see Ice Hunt being right in the mix. The regiment's going well, probably just needs another win on the board, but no problem with the performances of the regiment, just hasn't been winning in recent times. And an interesting runner for me, and one I'm going to include in everything, first run for the new stable for Matt Kamani, liked a recent jump out of Inwood, looks like back from Darwin, might be ready to go first up and might be able to perform well at odds. 4, 1, 3, 2.
So we go 4 from 1, 3, and 2, and then we go over to the last race, 8 over 1400. You can take out 4, 7, 8, and also 10. One checkered flag at 5.50. Gladstone is at 8. 9.50, Gracious Prospect. Down to Savahit at 2.25. High Hopper is at 5.50. And Olonro Bay at $4.20.
Another one where I couldn't take that price about Savahit, but I've got him as the most likely winner. I think he's quite progressive, and I like him kicking off at this distance range at 1,400 metres. But hasn't the jump out that I've seen, and hasn't got on raring to go first up, and we know that Berry's horses quite often improve into the preparations, but dropping back from a run in stakes grade at Flemington in his most recent run to the 78 here, I'm going to go with Savahit, but again, I'll be going a bit wider in the quaddy. Gladstone with the blinkers off is an interesting run. A recent jump out, first run for the Clint McDonald stable was encouraging. Looks like as an older horse, he's still got some spring in his step. Olonro Bay's building towards another win. Three runs back, this preparation should be close to his top. And High Hopper, I thought, had that test at 1,400 metres last start and certainly went well enough. I think it's a really even race, despite the scratchings. 5, 2, 9, and 6.
So 5 from 2, 9, 6. And what about a best roughy quaddy and also your player of the day, Warren?
Best race 3, number 3, Keysaw for me, Nards, and I thought a bit of value about race 4, number 5, Ardra Storm. For the quaddy, first leg 1, 3 and 4, second leg 2, 4, 8 and 10, third leg down the page 1, 2, 3, 4, and home with numbers 2, 5, 6 and 9. My best bets in race 3, number 3, Keysaw. I'm going to play Exactas and Quinellas in that race with numbers 3, 6 and 7 as a bit of insurance in my play of the day.
Wonderful. Warren, we'll talk later when we discuss Flemington track work.
Thanks, Nan.